News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is still down in Sacramento in the middle of a midst of a big house move that she's helping her parents with. I'm glad she's there and I'm up here. Phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. February the 4th. Wow, almost went back a month. 6 after 7, Elton is here at the controls. Good morning there, buddy.
How you doing, Carl?
I'm fine. Of course, Bad Bob is here, and Bad Bob starts off his day with a face plant. Gee, buddy! I mean, that could have been bad.
Well, Brenda was very, very worried, and I'm there, and I'm coloring the air a pale shade of blue as I am taking an assessment of the damage, and nothing really damaged, a little bruise here and there, well, but
I really think that Hello Kitty. A Band-Aid's cute on your elbow. Did she kiss it, too?
She checked me over, though, and made sure that everything was still, you know, where it was supposed to be and all. And that I hadn't knocked my head. That was the thing. I was in a hurry. I have a fairly steep set of wooden steps going into the carport, and I missed one.
Wow.
When this happens, you have this, like, long time of, uh-oh. And there's just nothing you can do about it.
Especially when it's in slow motion because you can see everything go, I'm falling, and then bam. Yeah, I love it.
Fortunately, my head didn't hit anything, you know, and it was just mostly my pride that was damaged.
You can hear mortar rounds going out from the distance. Doom, doom. And you're going, oh. Oh, I wonder which way those guys are coming.
For what we are about to receive, let us be thankful.
Doom, 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 doom. Oh, anyway, okay, enough of that. If you can't tell by my voice, I am in the midst of something that's going on, and I have it.
It all started at
the crab feed, I think, when I blew my lungs out in the auctioneering part. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Hey, last night at the city council, good news and bad news. Of course, the good news being is that they did not change the way that topics are going to be put on the agenda. That all five of them, even though Francie brought it up, it was 5-0 not to change the way it was. As you heard here, there was questions about how you were going to put things on the agenda, and was it going to take a majority vote to get a topic on the agenda? And as Brett Weaver stood up and said, "Hey, look, you know, I'm glad we talked about it, but frankly, I like the way it is." And Kristen Schrader says, "Hey, open and transparent. That's us." And they all agreed on it, right? And then they voted to do away with the EUC. Lots of people there. We got rowdy last night. You know, I'm not sure that you're helping your cause. You know, I was reading, I was laying there, you know, like I was, you know, dying. Because men do that, right? Men, we are. You know, you can get, you know, you get your fingers blown off. You get take, you know, two rounds to the chest. And you still walk. You go, yeah, come on, let's keep going. You get sick, and that's it for us. You know, and you talk to talk to wives, and like Molly's here. You know, she's always got a big smile on her face. She's got two kids, and she goes, yeah. She says, you guys, she says, what a bunch of wimps. You know, you get sick. I go, I don't know what you're talking about, Molly. So anyway, so I'm listening. I'm reading the tweets from Jenny Espinita from Record Searchlight.
They actually do have a reporter.
Yeah, I know. She's down there and she's tweeting away like crazy. I'd go back to it every so often, and it was like the fight's on. You know, Missy MacArthur is calling for the police chief to calm down Terry Raposa. I mean, it was kind of, whoa. I mean, I wasn't there. And the reporter says, wait a minute, you're using my name. And, anyway, so, I mean, that's what I read in the paper. And I don't know if it's true or not, because you can only tell if it's true if you talk to him directly, and then you're not too sure.
Yeah, you have to go through the filter.
You have to go through everything. So, so the EUC left. You know, yesterday I was talking to Brent Weaver. I thought, well, gosh, maybe he's going to think about this because – you know, when you I trust the staff. Well, okay, you know, the staff, staff are good people. Kurt Starman, Duvernay, I mean, these guys are experts in what they're doing, right? But, and this is my big thing, you need maybe another look. And the people you appoint to the commission are the important things. And it seems like we got guys on there that there's, I don't think there were any axes to grind out there. You know, Adam McElvain seems pretty savvy. And Marcus, you know, the guy that's on this thing is absolutely a level-headed businessman who's on it. Mike Quinn understands numbers, and the other people on it are good people. So why wouldn't you want another point of view and not just the staff, because it was the staff that told us that you can't give out brochures at the library. And not only did they tell us that once, and they lost the case, the city lost the case, they lost the appeal. And then they said it was okay to do the pilot funding, even though they were told nope. In 2010, they changed the rules with this Proposition 26. They still did it, and we just lost that one big one in court. And that could destroy what we've got right here if it continues. Wait a minute, one more. And this IRS thing on natural gas. Why wouldn't you want, in my opinion, I mean, I'm a military guy. We argue different things. You have your two against your intel guy against your ops guy, and they're arguing about, you know, this is what's going on, and they present you three courses of action. And that three courses of action, then you choose from it. At least you've got an outside look, as opposed to coming up through the staff, because frankly, guys, here's the way a staff works in a bureaucracy. They thrive because they work well within the bureaucracy. You don't thrive well on the outside by not getting out of the box, all right? And if you've succeeded in the bureaucracy, your chances of thinking outside that box are slim. That's where your civilians, that's where your outside business interests, your entrepreneurs can give you a point of view that you're not going to get.
That having been said, I'm going to do a little devil's advocate here. As Ken Murray pointed out, and I don't agree with Ken Murray on an awful lot of things. On this one, I did find myself agreeing. Those five people, we're elected to make decisions. That's how the process works in a representative form of government.
That is a strong, and that's a strong argument, except for one thing. They're still making a decision. I mean, the commission isn't making a decision. And the next question then is, okay, Ken, do you want to get rid of all the rest of the commissions? Now, there's some of them we have to have by state. I think there's the Planning Commission, and I think there's a oversight. We've got 12 other committees and commissions. Shouldn't they leave too then? I didn't hear anybody standing up last night, and I didn't hear Missy going up, standing up, or Brent standing up and saying, you know what, I think we've got to get rid of those other ones. So why this one? I guess is the big question.
I would argue for taking a good look, because these people, if they're – and the voters have the final – yes, it takes 2 years to do it, but the voters have the final say over policy. And the voters of Reading, for richer or for poorer, for better or for worse, voted these people in, period.
And you know, you're right. And so this is my say on it, and I will ask people about it just to get their feelings. Like Kristen Schrader is going to be on Monday. I'll ask her feelings about it. But it's over, because we've got a lot of other important things to do. This one is taking a lot of time, and we should be thinking about unfunded liabilities and crime. What about crime? Here we are. We're still up to our butt in bad guys. You know, one of the good things, though, that happened last night – as I laid there.
Ah, you rested.
I rested on my sleep number bed. I fixed both sides, you know, because, you know, either side has their own settings. And my sleep number setting is usually 40. And then Linda's 45. Well, I changed hers to 42, so I could roll all over the bed. Elk Killer came over and changed it to 50. Because Elk Killer is tougher. But what a great night's sleep. And I tell you what, you know what, we've been sleeping so good. And then when you need sleep, when you're not feeling well, and so you lay down during the day and you just kind of like lay there on top of the mattress. No. In your sleep number, you go to sleep. It's great. I recommend Sleep Number for anybody. And now with their new Sleep IQ technology, oh my gosh. You can't beat that. We talked to the guy yesterday about sleep and how important it is. that, how many hours of sleep you need, the fact that, you know, your health depends on a diet, exercise, and sleep. Well, trust me, today is sleep day, and I will be back. When I come back, I will be vibrant again, as I usually am. But we're going to take a break. Carl Lindebont, KCNR 1460, here with Bad Bob. We've got Doug Craig coming in today. Climate change. He's a man that writes the blogs on climate change, and he is really, really into it. He's a good guy, believes totally in what he's doing. So we're going to kick it around a little bit, you know, about global warming, global cooling, climate change, see a few things about that. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson, with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by NorCal Kenworth, Muse Trucking, Northern Lights Energy, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with the Backhoe Rodeo, Lumberjack Competition, Wild Things Wildlife Show, exhibits, historical displays, truck driving and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of the successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds at Anderson. Sponsors include Fruit Growers Supply, Humboldt Redwood, West Coast Industrial Systems, Mendocino Redwood, and Murphy Veneer.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bob. Linda, of course, down in Sacramento today. 7:20 in the morning here on the 4th of February. 44 degrees out there. Now, you know what? I did not do the new weather. Give me the weather there, son. Okay. Today, mostly sunny with a high near 66. Calm winds becoming south-southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Rain likely mainly after 4 p.m. with a low around 44. Chance of precipitation is 60%. Thursday, rain. Thursday night, rain. Friday, rain. Rain can be heavy at times, too. Friday, low around 47. Chance of precipitation is 100%. I get that's pretty good odds. 100%. They never say 100. Saturday, rain. Saturday night, showers likely. It looks like Sunday it's going to clear up, though, which is cool because of bridal fairs down at Simpson this weekend. It's a good place to meet girls. All these brides. Probably not the right place to meet girls. Over 500 brides down, over 150 vendors. Yeah, but see, brides have bridesmaids. That's what I was getting at, brides. There's lots of bridesmaids down there. They go down to find the ugliest dress they can. Because the bride wants to look good, right? Yeah. Am I wrong about that? Okay, no. Bride wants to look good, so she's got her okay. Bridesmaids in purple and green. Just kidding. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you've got a chip in your windshield or a crack over 12 inches in length, you know what? He can even do better than that. I think he can go up to like 18 inches in length, 24 inches in length. Jeff Wurst can assist you. Jeff, give Jeff a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street in Reading. He guarantees his work. Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay. Come on in. No, it's your turn. Just Amy's just sitting here with us. Huh? Savannah's not here on these days. It's Eldon. So just take your seat. You're on the air. You wanted to talk about turkeys. This is my friend Ted Lighty. You know, life changes. You've got to be. Hey, improvise, adapt, and overcome. Buddy.
I was looking forward to seeing Savannah this morning.
Savannah's in on Fridays.
All right, got it.
She's only on Fridays.
And Amy, too.
And Amy. This is Amy. Amy Denda. She's
Amy,
our friend
nice
Amy.
To meet you.
Amy's cool.
I'm Ted Lighty.
Ted, do you have something you want to say?
She's cute,
everybody?
Too.
She is, and she's very married, too.
Yeah, that's fine.
As am I. As are you.
So that's the problem here. let's see. Well, I'm late because I was attached to the Brent Weaver interview yesterday. I really liked it, yeah.
Oh, did you like it?
I listened to it again this morning.
Well, you know what? I thought maybe I had him leaning in the spot of, well, you know what? Maybe we should just take a look at this. Perhaps just give him a couple more months and all this. I mean, I actually thought he was leaning. No.
Not
even close.
We were talking about you yesterday at the VFW Post 1934 meeting. I don't know if your ears were burning or not. But, and that interview. So I had to get up this morning and re-listen to it.
Oh, really?
It was very good. Very good. Very interesting.
Thank you. Kristen Schrader is going to be on Monday.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. You know, frankly, the EUC vote's over, so it's time to move on. We're spending too much time when we've got things like crime up to our elbows.
Totally agree.
So I think that this is something that we need to have some stuff coming out of the I know Paletti's making some runs at it, even to the point where he's arresting people on the street. And so it's a but we've got to get it under control. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I think it is the number one issue. When women
can't walk down the street without feeling threatened. I mean, I'm not saying they are threatened, but without feeling threatened, a bunch of drunks and thugs on there and defecating on the road. And some guys tell me they were driving down past a mission yesterday. Three guys standing there. One guy's relieving himself into the traffic, not turned around, but onto the road.
No, Carl, they're threatened. They're threatened. Trust me. We see them all the time.
Yeah. Anyway.
So anyway, I know I'm on your time, so let me run this by really quick.
Okay.
VFW Post 1934 was broken into. We had a meeting last night.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody needs to know. I know Vint and Jim are coming in on Friday to talk about it with you, but
7:30.
I don't think they would mind if I put out the fact that all of our DD Form 214s were stolen. Did you put that out?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I didn't say it out loud here, but I've got we've got people checking on that stuff.
Well, we need to let everyone know.
Yeah, if you're a member of VFW Post 1934, one of the things they have to keep by law is a copy of your DD Form 214 that shows that's your discharge papers. And what that does is it shows that you served. It shows where you served, which will get you into Veterans of the Foreign Wars. Because there's a lot of veterans that have never participated in a foreign war.
Right.
You know, it's just the wrong time of their lives. There's nothing wrong. You know, they're brave people, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, they're just not. They just don't. That's that one criteria for getting into it. And an honorable discharge. Well, All these were kept, and then when these thieves came in, they took it all. They took computers. They took money, and then they took, for some reason, the files.
Well, they have social security numbers, dates of birth, and addresses.
All that stuff, so. Which is, you know, so you need to know about that. And I would try and, you know, I'd keep a look on your credit real quick.
Well, yeah, and get one of those services, LifeLock or whatever. And I'm sure Jim's going to talk about Jim and Vin will talk about it more. I just I wanted to get it out. So anyway, National Wild Turkey Federation.
Which is why you came on.
That's right. We are drawing our junior hunters tonight. Background of the program is we, National Wild Turkey Federation, runs a program for youth hunters in Northern California. We pair up youth hunters with community leaders and land donors, ranchers, basically, who will allow us to take these junior hunters between 12 and 15 years old and provide them an experience, an outdoor experience, through spring turkey hunting. So it's very volunteer intensive, and our we are drawing our junior hunters tonight. The only thing that keeps us from drawing every junior hunter is the amount of volunteers we have. Right now we have 10 hunters, junior hunters, without a place to hunt and without a leader to take them. So anybody who is interested, who knows how to turkey hunt or has a piece of land that might let us access, trespass on, we're completely insured, bonded to the National Wild Turkey Federation. You know, everything is on the up and up. We have a meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at Dill's Deli. And so we're going to be kicking it off tonight.
Okay, and how much longer do you have before you need the people in the land?
March 21st is our opening day of the junior season. It includes, you know, the program is really comprehensive. It includes hunter safety and shotgun clinics. And
it's a great time, and I've seen so many photos. You need to go check it out on Facebook with Ted. Ted takes his kids out here, and they all have a great time. They all get a turkey. And you as the mentor and their guide, it doesn't mean that you get a turkey, but it, you make sure that they get a turkey.
Right. And most of our leaders haven't even shot a turkey in years. They just
Out there. They may not even take a shotgun, except maybe to no, they don't even take a shotgun out
No,
there.
We don't.
You just go out there to mentor. And this is just a great, great event. And I tell you what it builds is hunters for the future. Because, you know, when people go, oh, hunting. Well, if it wasn't for hunters and the licenses and the fees they pay, you wouldn't have all of the game preservation programs, all the land that's being that's preserved, if it wasn't for that. Because the government takes those taxes or takes those fees and they give it to the states so they can buy stuff, so they can take care of things like wetlands and preservation areas out there so people can hunt.
Absolutely. And community members support us through the National Wild Turkey Federation banquet, which is 14 March. So the bottom line is this is a local program supported by local folks. So I appreciate you letting me come on.
Well, you know what? And how do people get a hold of you, buddy?
Give me a call at 999-1822.
Or check out Northern Firearms Instruction.
Or check out Northern Firearms Instruction website.
Yeah, because you can you'll have them on there. And I tell you what, it's Ted doesn't beat his chest here, but he has had very successful hunts. The kids have a great time, and he spends an inordinate amount of time out there to make sure that everybody has a good time. Everything is safe, which is the big thing, and everybody understands why they're out there. And we're out here for preserving a species, and this money goes to help preserve the species.
You bet. Appreciate it, Carl. You having me on this morning. You guys have a great morning.
All right, we'll see you later, there, buddy. Hey, what'd you think of that Super Bowl? That last call in the Super Bowl.
You don't want to know.
Yeah. Laddie and I just looked at each other. Oh, what happened? Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends down at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. If you're looking for something for Valentine's Day, guys and girls, head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive, right across from Sierra Gibbs, and check out what Leonard and Associates have. He's got some great sales going on right now. He has got a selection of estate jewelry that is second to none. Not only that, but every type of jewelry, great jewelry, good jewelry that you can find. Ask him to get back in the safe. You know, he's got some really cool stuff back there. Four Winds Jewelry, like I said, sales always going on. He's been in the business 46 years. And, of course, the only trained watch repairman in Redding in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4:30. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back with our health and fitness experts from Adamson's Peak Performers. We're going to talk about getting ready for the summer. We'll be right back.
Just take those old records on the shelf. I sit and listen to them by the prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our only debate, 7:33 in the morning here on the 4th of February. 44 degrees out there. Today's going to be okay, but the rest of the week is going to be it's going to be raining. I'm pausing in between because I'm getting ready to cough, and I'm really trying not to right now. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by, you know, Valentine's Day on the River, Romance on the River at the Wind River Casino Resort on February the 14th. Lady Bot and the Bluebirds are out there, and you know, I'm not sure how many seats are left, but here, there may not be any left, but I'm still going to tell you to give them a call at 243-3377 for a great night. It's going to be a great night of fun and frivolity and music and dancing, and it's going to go from 6 to 8 out there. They've Wind River is really turning it on that evening. They have dinner starting at 5. They're going to Lindo's sing from 6 to 8, Linda and her group. And then there's going to be a break there, and then you got another band rolling through around 9:30 that night. So it's going to be a big night out there. So give them a call, 243-3377. Ask for the Elements Lounge. You want to do the Valentine's Day. And if they don't have any tables, ask for reservations at the bar. Because you can sit at the bar, be served, and it's good seats at the bar, too. And I've had people say, I want to see if we can just reserve the bar. And have a good time. Hey, I'm here with John Ledford and Amy Dindis, who are work at Adamson's Peak Performance. But there are more. I work with them on three times a week with John Ledford, he and I are doing conditioning, and then Amy is the nutrition expert down there,
yes,
and works with everybody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
John, tell us. You've got such a great you have such a great background. But I tell you what, before we start with you, I want to get this one comment in before we get into this, and then we can get back into it. Billy Bob, how you doing, buddy?
Well, thanks for taking my call, and I hate to interrupt your segment
okay.
here, but before we got off this electrical commission, it's just obvious what's going on, and it's so disappointing for the citizens of Reading that this new city council is being so disrespectful to, number one, the members of that commission, and again to the public. But again, we can see how this is all going, and it's unfortunate. And I think some of these city council people are going to be short-lived, because I can smell the recall action happening already. So I'll let you guys go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Billy Bomb. You know, I don't know if there'll be a recall, but I think that our two newest ones were thrown into a tempest here, that people were waiting until after the election to settle scores. I really think that's part of it. I think there were some personal reasons going on here. Okay, let's move on. I'm sorry. John Ledford, who is the strength and conditioning guy down there, one of them, down at Anderson Speed Performance. But tell us about yourself, John.
Well, I was born in California, grew up on the East Coast. And
talk directly into that microphone. Get in there, buddy.
And when I was in college, I was an athlete in a variety of sports, and just started studying exercise more and more. And a little bit later on in life, after I moved to California, I decided to go back to school and get my degrees, both my bachelor's and master's degrees at San Diego State. Became a certified strength and conditioning coach after doing an internship at the Olympic Training Center. And then a little bit later became a certified athletic trainer. And I've been working with collegiate athletics for the last more than 15 years now.
It's interesting, you know, when we're working out there, is that, you know, the stories that John has to, you know, has. And one day we're going to have you on. We're going to talk Lance Armstrong, because you were one. You knew Lance Armstrong. You knew the people you trained with. You trained with the people that were with him. And you've got stories about Lance. You were one of his staunchest supporters.
I was, you know, and I love cycling. So it's a big part of what got me into my career. Was when I was a freshman in college, I discovered bicycle racing as a sport. And back on the East Coast back then, nobody really knew much about cycling as a sport in this country. It's really taken off in the last 20 years.
Okay. And Amy, let's
yes.
talk about Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. Tell us about you.
Well, I am a nutritionist and a personal trainer. I specialize in corrective exercise, so I help people with injuries. I have been a nutritionist for about 15 years and a personal trainer for about 13. I was an athlete in high school and junior high, and I just always loved sports. And so when I got into college, that's just what I focused on, is nutrition and fitness.
Well, so. Cool. Now, one of the things we know is we had a guy on yesterday that talked about sleep. And how important sleep is to recovery.
Yes.
And both of you all know that. I don't think people realize how important sleep is. I mean, but the other things he said, it's like a three-legged stool here. It's diet, exercise, and sleep to keep you healthy.
Yes.
So let's start with the diet side
yes.
of it.
Yay.
What can you tell people? I mean, you know, here we're getting ready for summer, and people may have packed on a couple pounds during the winter. So, I mean, what do people do? Do they go into these drastic eat nothing, drink nothing but, shakes?
No. You know, when it comes to diet and nutrition, I get a lot of people who say that they want to lose that belly, and what kind of exercises can they do to lose the belly? And there are none. You actually have to work on your diet. So, and it's just basic stuff we're talking about. I mean, like you said, make sure you get your rest, but let's focus on, are you drinking enough water? Are you having enough balanced meals? I always tell people, make sure you have a protein with every meal, a fruit or vegetable, and make sure you're getting your carbohydrates appropriately, because they're not an enemy like everybody thinks they are. They're not. You need those carbohydrates to fuel your workouts and to fuel your brain. So you just got to make sure you're doing the right combinations of foods.
The when you're talking about, and you know, when people come up, a lot of times there's nothing that you can do, like say, oh, I want to lose the belly.
Right.
Well, there's nothing you can do that just concentrates on the belly.
No.
As far as losing weight.
Right. Correct.
I mean, you can strengthen your core.
Mm-hmm.
There.
But the fluff is still going to be
the
there.
The fluff is still there.
That's right.
And we go, okay, I'm going to lose 10 pounds, and oh my gosh, the fluff is still there.
Right. You cannot out-train a bad diet.
You can't. Is there? Okay, what is the most important thing about a diet then? Would you say?
I would say making sure that you're balancing your meals, making sure that you're actually eating. You know how many people think that if I don't eat, I'll lose the weight? And that's the worst thing you can do for your metabolism. It actually starts to shut your metabolism down when you don't do that. So when you don't eat. So I tell people I need you eating, you know, 4 to 6 times a day. You got to start when you wake up. Within 30 to 60 minutes, I need you to get something in that system. It's kind of like starting the fire, right? You got to start that fire. Mm-hmm. And then from there, every 2 to 4 hours, I need you to be taking something in. And please don't let more than 5 hours go by without eating, because that's when your body goes, oh, no, something's happening here. I'm not getting enough food. I better slow the metabolism down. And we don't want that.
Then you crash.
Right.
And then you do that.
And then you overeat.
And then you'll eat the spiky stuff.
Right.
The sugary stuff that'll spike you when you feel good, and then you crash again.
Yeah, the cheap carbohydrates and the bad fats, and we don't want that stuff.
Okay. The fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
How many times a day?
We actually should be having about 13 servings now.
13 servings. Now, how much is a serving? Is
that it depends. A serving of fruit is about 2 inches in diameter. Okay, so you know a lot of the organic fruits that we see, mm-hmm. that we look at as small? Mm-hmm. That's actually a serving. And a lot of the ones that you see like at Costco, these big apples and big oranges, they're probably closer, honestly, to about 2. A banana is 2 servings. Mm-hmm. So you see it doesn't take much for a serving to add up. Okay. Vegetables, a half cup. Cooked vegetables is a serving. If it's lettuce, it's going to be a full cup. So again, it doesn't take much to add these up. And the thing is your fruits and your vegetables help to alkalize your body. That's a good thing. A lot of times...
We mean alkalize your body.
Alkalize your body. Okay, so we have... Our bodies are a natural little chemistry kit, mm-hmm. right? And if we're too acidic, if our body's too acidic for not getting our fruits and vegetables in, that's going to lead to sickness. Sickness actually loves an acidic body.
Really?
Yeah. So, Carl, have you been getting enough fruits and vegetables?
Well, I've been eating like... I've eaten like 12 tangerines in the last 2 days.
Okay,
is that too much?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but you want that rainbow. You want to get that balance.
I had your greens, apple, too.
Well, that's good. That's great. That's a low glycemic fruit. That's really good, but I need those greens in there, too. The vegetables and the greens are higher alkalizing.
There was something in the refrigerator. Linda's been gone a couple of days. It was green.
Uh-oh.
It's probably not,
not the right kind of green,
probably not the type of green. It's kind of green on top. I'm not sure what it was on the bottom.
You know, a quick way to make your greens get a part of your life is green smoothies. I love making green smoothies. I'll take spinach, kale, maybe some herbs, and a little bit of fruit, and mix it with water, and blend that all together and drink it.
Well, I've got the green in there, so I'll fuel up on that today. Yeah, yesterday the only thing I did was I had breakfast, and then today, like, I had oatmeal. And I had my V8 juice. Does that count?
V8 juice is, I
wish I'd had that look on camera right there. One eye's open, one eye's kind of closed. And wait a minute, it says that you get your full serving of vegetables with one of these cans.
But as a nutritionist, my concern is going to be the sodium content.
Okay, a little salt in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it doesn't taste good without salt. My gosh, Amy. Okay, so if people come down and they say, okay, look, I'm gonna get into a exercise, which we're going to talk to John about in a second, and a nutrition program, you can set that a person up. And can you lay out, like, say, if you're going to – say you're training to go into a long-distance bicycle race.
Yeah.
That you can give them a diet that – because John can work with them because he is a cycle expert here. He can get them into the physical shape of it.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna
but your physical shape can't isn't. You're never going to be able to reach what he thinks you can do unless your
unless
diet
you're
is sufficient.
Feeling it, right?
So
you
both have to work together there.
Absolutely.
Which is it.
Yeah.
So you can say, okay, you're going to need so many carbs today because
absolutely.
There's so many calories today, I guess, or how you do it, and because you're going to be cycling 50 miles and those kind of things. So you can set up that whole diet.
Yeah,
then
and of course, you know, things people need to think about too is that when you're actually working on changing your eating habits. I don't really like to use the word diet. I like eating behaviors or eating rules, or strategies, really. It's about having strategies. What you want to think about is making sure that, again, that everything's balanced, that you're doing the right habits, because you have different workouts, and that's going to require different fuels versus the days that you're not working out. So you really want to do what's called zigzag eating. The days you're not working out, do you need to take in the same amount of calories you do as the days you're not working out? No. So people who are on these diets that are just like low calorie, 1200 calorie diets, their body's going to adapt to that. Mm-hmm. And again, your metabolism's going to slow down.
Because, it slows down because your body needs to burn it through. Yeah.
Exactly.
How interesting. Yeah. Okay. So we've learned, okay, sleep is one leg
absolutely.
On the stool. Now diet, and you're drinking a green something there. I don't want to talk about it. It's just pretty.
It's B vitamins.
It's a lot of, yeah. Okay. That's what you're talking about, though. So on that kale, I mean, that's good. You wipe that kale all over your face. All right, I'm here with John Ledford and Amy Dendis from Addison's Peak Performance. We're talking about getting ready for this summer, getting ready to get back into shape, and you can do it with a non-starvation diet.
Absolutely, you can please don't starve yourself.
If you starve yourself, it's not going to work. No. And most of the people that starve themselves or they go on these really fast diets and they lose 30 pounds will gain 40 back.
You bet. They won't maintain it.
And so you can't maintain it. So this is those kind of things that. It's just part of being healthy. And, you know, frankly, Linda and I have redoubled our efforts this year that, you know, with the working out and the getting ready, you know, for life this year and all this is getting healthy. And we just want to bring everybody with us. Yeah. So we're going to have, you know, a couple, you know, shows like this on there and talking about being healthy and all this. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460 at 7:45 in the morning, the 4th of February. 44 degrees today. It's not going to rain. But it's going to start rolling in tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Come on, everybody. Clap your hands. Oh, you're looking good. I'm going to sing my song. It won't take long. We're going to do the...
It's that time of year again for the 33rd annual Redding Gun Show, March 7th and 8th. Saturday hours are 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Sunday is 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Convention Center, 1900 Hilltop Drive here in Redding, California. For more information, you can contact Jones's Fort at 222-3223 or Eagles Landing at 222-8556, and all proceeds go to the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
By me.
And me.
And us.
Vincent and Luigi here at Mary's with some of our friends to tell everyone that Mary's Meal for Two is back.
Let's do this.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's legendary giant meatballs, plus super salad and a Pepsi for each person.
All for just $21.95.
Let's open it up for questions.
Can I have lots of Parmesan cheese?
Freshly grated Parmesan cheese.
Can I dip everything in ranch dressing?
Homemade ranch dressing.
Why are Mary's meatballs so big?
Because that's how they grow on the meatball tree.
The meatball tree?
I think that makes sense.
How tall is the meatball tree?
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Redding and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
How do you plant a meatball tree?
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, and I'm the president of the Powerhouse Solar. All solar cells are not created equal, and the SunPower module using Maxeon technology are the finest solar cells on the planet. The challenge that they've had over the years is to make the connections on the tops big enough to carry the current, but small enough as to not shade the cell. There was a professor at Stanford, Dr. Richard Swanson, who looked at this technology and said, well, we can do this different. And he came up with what's called the Maxeon cell technology. What they get is 100% now of light transfer. He fully flooded the backside of the cell with connectors, and so he gets a full flow of current on the backside of the cell. So what that means to you and I is more energy, more sensitivity to light. Sun power panels come on earlier in the day, and they draw more light in a low light scenario. They're the best cells connected together, give us the best solar modules in the world.
Powerhouse Solar, your Sun Power premier dealer. Watch the full interview at powerhousesolar.com.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport, to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
I remember when I lost my mind. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebach. It is 7:48 in the morning here, 44 degrees out here. Phone lines are 605-4567. Streaming live in KCNR1460.com. Alliance Heating and Air brings us this segment. You know, Martin and his people over there have been in business over 20 years up here. providing outstanding, just great service to all makes and models of heating and cooling systems. And he knows what he's talking about. He knows what he's doing. He's come over. He's the guy that works on ours. And I cannot say enough about Martin and Alliance Heating and Air. You need to give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. You know, they're a busy, busy group over there because they're so good. And you like to see that when they're busy. But if you've got an emergency, they're going to work on it 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Amy Dendis and John Ledford. We're talking health and fitness. John, okay, getting in shape. Okay, people haven't done anything for 6 months because it has been winter, even though it hasn't been winter. But we could say that. It's just an excuse. Should they just jump right back out there and start punching, pumping the iron, doing the 50-mile bikes right away? Or I mean, how do we do this?
Well, a lot of it's going to depend on individuality and the level of fitness that you have when you get back into your exercise program. I'm sure Amy would agree, one of the things that we don't really like is people that think of it in terms of having to get ready for summer, and it really needs to be a year-round lifestyle.
Right.
So one of the most important things is finding an exercise program that you're going to enjoy doing. Because if you're not looking forward to exercising, whether we're talking about a bike ride, going for a walk or a run or weight training at the gym, whatever, or some sort of an exercise class at the gym, then you're not going to be consistent with it. And one of the biggest factors with getting the results that you're looking for, whether you're trying to gain muscle or whether you're trying to lose fat or both, is consistency with your workout program. So, yeah, the problem with people that go out initially is, and why people don't like getting back into exercise program is, it hurts. if you do too much.
It hurts. Mommy, it hurts. That was my grandson. He's giving up his pacifier, just laid on the kitchen floor one day and went, Mommy, it hurts.
Doing too much is definitely something that can set you back, because then you end up having to take some time off. And so a lot of times with things like bike rides or going for a run or even regular walking, what I tell people is the most important thing is whatever you do today, you've got to be able to do that again tomorrow. Because if you can't, then you've done too much.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed with you is technique is when I started lifting under your tutelage there, you just had me change my hands around on how I gripped the bar. Mm-hmm. And what a huge change that was. I mean, we're pushing, relatively for me, a lot of iron, because we're building up on the endurance and all that. But the pain, there's no pain the next day. When you get up a little bit, kind of move around, but at 60 plus, you wake up anyway, and it hurts. I agree with you. And then you're just not like – you're just not – you haven't torn things. You haven't hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. So you're ready to come back.
Yep.
So that's – now, the when you're building – people, what should people do? I mean, we're building endurance – strength, be able to have that burst of power and all that, but you can do all of that with in your workouts, right?
Yeah, and a lot of it's going to depend on your goals. What you're doing in your exercise program is going to be what's called goal-driven. Okay, what are your goals? Are your goals to gain muscle? Are your goals just to be more fit overall in general? Is your primary goal to lose body fat? That's what's going to determine what sort of exercise program you're going to be on and how you're going to do that, and that's what personal trainers and professionals in the field are trained to do, is how to build that. Amy was talking about balance in your diet. You have to have balance in your exercise program as well. And most people need to have a certain amount of cardiovascular exercise on a regular basis and a certain amount of resistance exercise, because they want to keep their muscle tone up. If your primary goal is to lose body fat, you still need to be doing some weight training, some resistance exercise to maintain your lean body mass. Yeah. Your muscle is what you're using to burn calories. Okay, and if all you're doing is cardiovascular exercise, you end up not having a good balance and keeping your lean body mass up. Mm-hmm. People that want to gain muscle still need to have some cardiovascular exercise in there, so that they can. The better your cardiovascular fitness, the better you recover from workouts.
And you're not looking for weight loss, when you're conditioning, really. I mean, you're looking for a transference of fat from fat to muscle.
Well, no, they're two separate things. You can build muscle and you can burn fat, but you don't transfer from fat to muscle.
Well, what I meant was that when you measure somebody that they weigh 150 pounds, mm-hmm. they may still weigh 150 pounds after 6 months. This, and I wasn't clear, but, you know, because I'm delirious right now. After 6 months, they may still weigh 150 pounds, but they could have 3 inches smaller in their waist.
Yeah, their body changed.
Their body has changed, and that's what I was looking at. It's not so much the weight loss as it is the conditioning and all this is what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely. And the way your body is going to change with time, you're going to look and feel different. You know, somebody that weighs 150 pounds and months into their program, they still weigh 150 pounds, but they've lost 5 pounds of fat and they've gained 5 pounds of muscle. They're obviously going to look and feel different. Their clothes are going to fit differently. Mm-hmm. And that's the big factor. But as far as losing body fat, it's got to be slow and steady. You're only really trying to lose about a pound a week. 1 pound of fat is 3,500 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in order to lose a pound of fat per week, you've got to burn 500 calories a day of fat from storage in order to lose a pound a week. And that's why fad diets talk about losing, 2, 3, 5 pounds a week.
Well, jumpstart your diet with this shake and you'll lose 5 pounds this week.
Yeah.
Yes.
Unfortunately, a lot of that is all water. Mm-hmm. The majority of that is water weight. Yep. And so that's why a few weeks into that diet, you're no longer losing 3, 4, 5 pounds a week. Now, if you're lucky, you're losing 1 or 2.
Okay, so, in fact, in the Marine Corps, that's all they look for is if you've got people on weight control there. I know it's hard to believe, but we would have them lose one pound a week.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was a steady loss,
yep.
And we would know, because they could be discharged, they didn't meet certain, of course, standards. Even if they could pass the PFT, but then we got into the measurement of body fat.
Yeah.
Because we had some guys that weighed 25 pounds over their max, but it was like, it was like this table here. They were wide and hard as rocks.
Uh-huh.
And so we just stopped looking at it strictly on weight.
Yeah.
And looked
That's
at
really
the body
good.
Fat part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have to do that. Now, with working, you two work together, obviously.
Yes.
If you've got somebody there and you're saying, okay, Carl's wants to do a triathlon. I'll just throw that out there in July. And so he needs to have this. He needs to be here. And so you two work up a routine for me so that I'm working, on the bike. I'm working at the swimming, the running, the cardiovascular and all that.
Uh-huh.
And then you're working for a diet to push to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So on that day,
you're ready to go.
You are ready. And you've got little packets with you and you can stuff in your mouth and how to hydrate and all that.
Uh-huh.
And so that's one of the things that are great that you all can offer down there.
Absolutely.
And and that's one of the things that, when somebody has a specific, not just general fitness, but has a specific performance goal, like a triathlon or a marathon that they're training for, something like that.
A wedding?
They're
Well, you're training some guy that's doing a 750-mile bike ride,
that's right?
And he's what, 60-something?
I'm not sure exactly how old he is, but he's up there.
Yeah, it's like a 1,300-kilometer bike ride in from Paris to Brest and back. But you're training him, getting him ready for that so he can complete it, which is what he wants to do.
Yeah, and that ride for him is going to be in August, but at the end of February and beginning of March, he's got a couple of qualifying rides that he has to do. One's 300 kilometers, the other one's 600 kilometers. So his training program is actually built backwards from his goal ride that he's going to do in August.
Right.
So I know, a really well-designed program for a specific performance purpose is built backwards from where you need to be to where you are now.
It's been neat watching him progress in just the few weeks that he's been training. So,
I have one of our listeners here in the chat room. Some Adamson's Peak Performance is a great place. They really care about the people they're working with. And y'all
do. We love you guys.
And,
it's a great place.
It is true because you go in there and it's a good place to train. There's, you don't feel like, I don't hear anybody grunting a lot. clang. Clang! I'm like, gosh. Well, it's me. I'm trying to crawl back. I'm trying to crawl back into the locker room so I can get just lay there for a while. You need to come in and check on me every so often, John. Because one day I laid in there till that evening, and Joe had to help me out to the truck. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So. Any type of program, I'm just, we've worked at it at Adamson's a long time for getting ready for weddings and all those things and other sporting events. So the big thing then is not to overdo it on the physical part or not.
Feel yourself appropriately.
And feel yourself appropriately. Get lots of rest. We're going to talk some more about this as the year goes on because I like to see people, like I said, this year is a year of health and fitness and achieving things in that manner. And I like to think of people being able to do that so you get healthier and that you can live longer and feel better.
Yes.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, it just means a lot. Yep. Okay. All right. John Ledford and Amy Dendis, all from Anderson Speak Performance. When we come back after the break, we're going to have Doug Craig with us, who is really into the climate change and about why climate change is happening, why mankind is playing such a big part in this. And we'll discuss that back and forth for a few minutes. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. Hope you're having a great day.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The president's selection to head the Pentagon says he knows that the Defense Department needs to be a more faithful steward of American tax dollars.
The taxpayer cannot comprehend it, let alone support the defense budget, when they read, as the chairman has noted, of cost overruns, lack of accounting and accountability, needless overhead, and the like. This must stop.
Defense Secretary-designate Ashton Carter says the Pentagon can be and will be more careful with tax dollars. He also, however, spoke out against the automatic spending cuts across the board known as sequestration. The head of the Sunni Islam's most respected seat of learning has expressed his outrage over the apparent burning to death by the Islamic State group of a captured Jordanian pilot yesterday. International security analyst Ajon Gohel says even for ISIS, this murder stands out.
The brutal murder of the Jordanian pilot is the most horrific visualization of terrorism that I've ever seen.
Jordan responded to the grisly video by putting to death two al-Qaeda prisoners it was holding. The House yesterday voted along party lines to repeal the president's health care law. More from SRN's Wally Hines.
A vote that Michigan Senator Levin says is futile.
It's too late. Health care reform is here to stay. We can improve it, but Republicans will never destroy it.
The question today is, can we do better?
Texas Republican Kevin Brady.
Can we do better than this law that, yes, has helped some but has hurt so many more?
Brady calls the vote a first step. The measure now goes to the Senate. The White House has threatened a veto.
That is SRN's Wally Hines reporting. Yeah, pretty smooth sailing so far on Wall Street for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Right now, it is up by about 23 points. Not so good for the high-tech NASDAQ. It's down about 15. This is SRN News.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI Advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
It does not look good for the future of a retail icon, Radio Shack, as SRN's Keith Peters explains.
The beleaguered Radio Shack, which thrived through decades of home electronics fads, had tried to remind customers of its history by infusing its stores with nostalgia. At a newly retooled store in downtown Fort Worth, less than a mile from Radio Shack's corporate headquarters, camera drones and headphone heart rate monitors are displayed next to clunky early model portable phones and computers. But hopes of a turnaround are dimming for the nearly century-old Texas company as the New York Stock Exchange moves to delist it after suspending trading Monday. Keith Peters, SRN News.
U.S. services firms grew at a slightly faster pace in January, led by hotels, restaurants, and financial firms. The Institute for Supply Management says that its services index rose to 56.7 in January, up from a figure of 56.5 seen in December. This is SRN News. Tragedy on the rails north of New York City, where officials say a commuter train smashed into an SUV that was stuck on the tracks. Westchester County Executive Rob Attorizno says he had trouble sleeping last night after seeing the damage.
That train had so many flames in it, was so engulfed. The inside of that first car is just melted and charred.
Five people on the train died, along with the SUV driver. An Arizona mother is on pins and needles after learning that her infant baby daughter was exposed to measles at a hospital outside of Phoenix.
I immediately returned the call within 5 minutes of receiving the voicemail.
That's Shara Breacha. She says she's still not certain whether her daughter was actually infected. Miles of dirt trails, jumps, and stunt courses for bikes being built inside an abandoned Louisville mine. The owners of the new bike park inside the mine say it will be the largest indoor bicycle course in the country. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabad. Good morning. It is 8:05 in the morning here on the 4th of February, 2015. For those who are just a little bit confused, Groundhog Day was Monday. So maybe we are just going through all this again and again and again. Weather today looks like it's going to be a nice day. Mostly sunny with a high near 66. Rain tonight, though, mainly after 4 p.m. Chance of precipitation is around 60%. Thursday, rain with, a lot on rain on Thursday, and Thursday night, 90% chance of rain on Thursday night. Friday, it's 100% chance of rain. Friday night, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday, it's starting to drop off on Sunday there, which is good because the brides are there down at Simpson University. They're going to have, of course, the annual wedding show down there with the brides. Last year they had over 500 brides, over 150 vendors. And I didn't realize this when we had some of the people on that said that they spend an average of $20,000 a wedding in Redding in Shasta County. $20,000. I know Doug's here shaking his head. Yeah, I was totally surprised by that number, but this is a number that's, out of their fact book there. In Shasta County and Redding, $20,000 a wedding.
That's amazing.
Somebody's making
money. Somebody's spending money.
Well, that's why they have 150 vendors there.
Yeah.
It's not just the 500 brides that show up there. It's moms and dads and all the bridesmaids and all this. And they've got everything. It's one-stop shopping right there. It'll be at Simpson University this Sunday starting around, I think 10:30. What else we have going on here? The weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. They have senior and veterans discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. They are locally owned and locally operated from there. So that's a big thing. This portion of the show is brought to you by Owens Pharmacy. You know, the things you got to like about Owens Pharmacy is their MedSync program that they started. MedSync, what is that? If you've got one prescription or many prescriptions, what they do is they'll synchronize them so they're all due on one day. That way you don't have to give multiple calls, go down there multiple times. You'll have one day, stop by, pick up your prescriptions, and walk out. Now, what if you can't do that? Well, guess what? Owens Pharmacy delivers to your home for free. That's right, for free. And this is one of those things that it is for free. I mean, it's like, oh, no, I have to give them $5. No, it's free. And just remember is that your pharmacist should be one of your best friends. If you've got meds, they need to know you. They need to know who you are. They need to know about your medicine schedule. And this is what Owens Pharmacy does, the great pharmacist down there. Owens Pharmacy, over six pharmacies right here in the Reading area, open at most locations Monday through Friday from 9 to 6. Great place. Dr. Doug Craig. Good morning,
Carl. Hey, it's like Christmas. I'm back.
Yeah, you are.
I'm back.
You know, for people that don't know Doug Craig. He's a good guy. And, I mean, he had a show early on and when we first started. Starting our sixth year. We're in our sixth year now.
Oh, amazing.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me, too.
That's great. Reading is lucky to have you, Carl. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that.
Absolutely.
Well, it's lucky to have you, too.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
For a lot of the things that happen around here. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, before me, I was coming in this morning listening, and one of your sponsors is Powerhouse Solar.
Uh-huh.
And we're a customer, happy customer. They put panels on our roof in 2007, and we have not had a PG&E bill for now 7 years. So
wow.
So
how much do you think that saved you in something like that?
You know, I
mean, just on an average.
I never have worried about it. I never mm-hmm. pencil it out. But whether we're already in the black, we will be. You know, that's not an issue.
And if you ever decide to sell the place...
Oh,
this
my
is
God.
This is a huge thing.
Very nice.
I mean, you don't, and you can, you know, that you now have power,
right?
Without, you know, without having to pay for it. I mean, it's
right.
part of the thing,
right.
you know, part of the house here,
right.
And you know, with the new equipment from because we had them in here one day,
right.
This stuff lasts for a long time.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
oh yeah. Not a bit of a problem.
Great.
And back in the day when I had that piece of garbage electric car, I could drive on sunshine. So.
Okay. Let's talk about the electric car just for a second before we get into this. Now, you told the funniest stories at this one party we were at about your electric car, the Zap or something like
Zap.
That.
Zap.
The Zap. And it was hilarious.
Yeah.
What? Tell us. You had one of the early electric cars.
Yeah, we got it. I got it. Surprised my wife. You know, she said, what? But, it was a 2008 model. I'm sure they're... The stuff they're coming out with now is better, I hope. But, I mean, everything that could go wrong did. You know, the Reading is hot, and that little dashboard visor, you know, that where you look at your speedometer, it melted. So I couldn't even see. It just, like, curled down, like, after a week in Reading, you know.
You mean the visor there where you look through, you know, so you can see that, you know, all your controls just melted?
Yeah, it's, like, attached, and it just kind of, like, melted down and covered up so I couldn't see anything.
And, you didn't have to worry about speeding, though, right? Like,
no,
too much in that.
No.
I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
And you did other things, too. Like, I mean, how many miles could you get on that?
Oh, you know, it's, like, 5 miles from my home to work, And I would get nervous. I mean, I would plug in at work. I'd plug in at home. But, yeah, you couldn't get much more than 10, 12 miles. It was scary. It's like perpetually driving with your gas tank on empty.
Yeah, the fuel light on.
Yeah. It's you know, I had anxiety disorders just driving that thing. It was constant panic. Yeah.
You drove it here one day, and I went out and looked at it. I went, wow. I mean, I didn't, you know.
Yeah, it was
who built that thing?
It was a three-wheeled motorcycle chassis, with like a golf cart on it. So,
who built these things?
Well, let's see. It is called Zap, and they're down in, I think, Santa Rosa. And they had the Chinese build them, though. So it wasn't built in America.
Okay.
Yeah, really cheap stuff.
They're just out there to
but
kill.
But it's probably better now.
Well.
I hope.
Batteries. You know, the big thing for us in the military has always been batteries.
Right.
Because we burn through batteries like crazy. And when we go out on long-range patrols, everybody's carrying batteries.
Right.
At least we used to. Because you've got like three or four different types of radios sometimes because,
right.
you know, depending on who you're trying to reach and everything. So everybody was carrying extra batteries. And we were just always trying to find, you know, and the military spends a lot of money, I think, on battery research, trying to get them smaller so they last longer and they're lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like with the new electric cars that they've, you know, that the batteries that they're using seem to be holding charges longer and better.
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine has the Nissan Leaf and I'm so impressed with that car, and I think their newer models are even better.
You know where Harris Ranch is?
I know where it is, but I have not been there yet.
Well, you know what? If you go in there, they've got charging stations there.
That is wonderful.
Charging stations at Harris Ranch, because there's gas stations there, but they have charging stations too. And I looked at that, and I thought, well, isn't that interesting?
That's innovative.
Because it's kind of that halfway point. And you come over the Grapevine, you're still going heading for Sacramento or north. And they have charging stations. I was interested to see that.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. My guest is Dr. Douglas Craig. We're going to talk climate change.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
We'll be right back.
Redding Electric Utility is proud to announce that we will be moving into our new office at 3611 Avtech Parkway. The last day for walk-in customer service at City Hall will be February 5th, 2015. REU will be open for business at our new location on February 9th at 8 a.m. Our new address is 3611 Avtech Parkway, 1/2 mile south of Rancho Road off Airport Road. There will still be a utility drop box located at the north side of City Hall. Please do not hesitate to contact REU with any questions at 339-7300.
Hi, Mark Story here to let you know that Haven Humane Society is taking great pride in serving the pet population and pet owners in the community. As CEO of Haven Humane, I invite everyone to check out our new adoption center and all the programs we have in place to help the animals in our care find their forever homes. And our spay-neuter clinic is also here to offer those families on a fixed income pet vaccinations and spay and neuter services. Contact Haven Humane at 241-1653 or visit us, East Side Road off of 273.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a big drop in fuel costs, and a lot of our customers are seeing the difference in their fuel bills. We have a lot of you picking up ethanol-free 93 for all the chainsaws, weed eaters, and lawnmowers, thanks to Al's Saw Shop. Gary and Josh are the propane kings. They fill bottles like they're on a NASCAR circuit, no waiting. Johnny and Beth are still doing a lot of heater work, so call in and ask about the free estimate if you're thinking about trading up. Sherry is doing a bunch of pay-forward accounts, so give her a call, and that's working very well also. In Corning, see Robin. In Weaverville, talk to Joe. And in Redding, the rest of us. Northern Lights Energy, where real people still answer the phone. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
Support the animals of Turtle Bay Exploration Park by making them an honorary part of your family with Turtle Bay's Adopt an Animal program. All animals need lots of love and support, and you can help. With 4 adoption levels to fit every price range, adopting an animal at Turtle Bay makes a great gift for the animal lover in your life. Support the animals of Turtle Bay with your honorary adoption today at the Turtle Bay Museum Store and Coffee Bar or by visiting turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Redding. Join the revolution.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
That'll help you keep up with technology.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is February the 4th, 8:18 in the morning, 47 degrees out there. And it's going to be, of course, going to be a great day. And we're going to start our rain tomorrow. This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Firearms. If you're looking for a pistol or a long gun, head on down to Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur, right here in town. John Bastiani and his staff take great pleasure on customer service and keeping the type of ammo and guns in stock that you want and at very fair prices. Great gunsmithing available down there, plus classes on concealed carry, on hunting, and safety. All this down at Bastiani Arms. Again, 2539 Larkspur in Redding, or give them a call at 222-8222. My guest, Dr. Doug Craig, and we're talking climate change. You know, the first thing, you know, and Doug, you know, God bless you, buddy. You put out on your blog, Climate of Change, the 10 things we need to know about global warming, talking about being on the show here. And you had a show here for about 18 months, and it was, you know, it was well received. And
it was fun.
It was fun having you on.
Yeah.
You know, over the years, and like most people, you know, you hit the headlines of global change, you know, or climate change, and you had global cooling. I remember seeing back in what, the 70s, 80s?
Yeah, yeah. Because
the world's cooling off. And then it went to global warming.
Yeah. That's not, yeah, that's kind of a,
I mean,
a
I'm
story.
Just talking yes, about, go ahead. But I'm just kind of right. talking about how it sure. seemed like it was. First, right. it was global, you know, we're going to be cold. And then it went into the global warming and then into climate change. Can you talk
yeah,
about that?
Yeah, okay. Well, if you really step back a little bit and look at the history, the real deep history, you know, we're talking, you know, at least before the Civil War, there was a physicist named John Tyndall who, you know, there's always these incredible inventors and scientists, but he determined way back then there was something he called carbonic acid, but it's what we call carbon dioxide.
Oh, okay.
And he figured out that there were some gases that trapped heat and some that didn't, and water vapor and carbon dioxide, he figured out, like in 1859, you know, trapped heat, whereas oxygen, nitrogen, argon, and you know, other gases in the atmosphere don't. So we pretty much figured out way back then, okay, that's why we have life on Earth. The sun comes down, hits the planet, bounces off, the heat energy, the light energy, the heat energy, you know, heads back up in the atmosphere, and these special molecules called carbon dioxide were, you know, very instrumental in trapping that heat and enabling there to be life on Earth, right? So mm-hmm. so we've known that.
Right.
And we've also known that as we increase that carbon dioxide, that we increase the heat. You know, there's no doubt about that. That's a scientific fact.
Right.
Right. And then there was a scientist named Arrhenius back before 1900 now, late 1800s over in Sweden, that he sat down. His wife left him. Wife and baby left him. He was depressed around Christmas time. So he does what we all do. He got out a piece of paper and started calculating, you know, the temperature of the planet. You know,
sorry, I'm just laughing because of the way you put that. Yeah. That's what we all do. Yeah. He just gets out these pieces of paper,
right.
starts talking about the temperature. Starts
right.
Yeah, he just starts figuring out the temperature of the planet.
Right, right.
I don't know if I did that.
Right.
I mean,
it was pre-computers, you know, so he just had a
long
paper
time
and pencil,
yeah.
and he figured out, you know, as we because already then they mm-hmm. were burning coal, you know, late
right.
late
1900s. Yeah.
So he's just trying to calculate. Well, gosh, if we put that much, you know, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, how much of that is that going to heat the planet? So the idea of global warming is really old. There was a guy named Callender back in the 1930s that actually already detected it. And then after World War II, Roger Revelle at the Scripps Institute, you know, working for the government and the Navy, started having, you know, government money to do research. And sure enough, a guy named David Keeling, you know, went to Hawaii, and he started measuring carbon dioxide back in the 1950s and discovered that, lo and behold, we were increasing the level of CO2 in the atmosphere. And they started predicting, you know, how soon is that going to start warming the planet.
And the CO2 was from industry for the main part, right? Not,
yeah,
not necessarily people.
Yeah.
But it was from,
you know, cement plants, deforestation, but mainly, yeah, we're digging up fossil fuels,
right.
coal and oil. We're using it. And that releases the carbon molecules that goes up in the atmosphere, and it goes and finds oxygen molecules, and they combine, and lo and behold, we have CO2, and it exists up there for centuries. It doesn't go away right away. It just kind of sits there. Methane, you know, has a short life, but it still then converts to CO2. So, but anyway, we have the CO2 up there, and there wasn't any doubt that it would have a warming effect, but it took a while for that warming effect to kick in. And that is why there was this myth about global cooling for, you know, a few moments there in the 70s. And there was like a Newsweek or a Time or something that covered it for a week or two. But there wasn't any serious concern among scientists that we were heading toward global cooling. What we discovered is that a lot of our aerosols, you know, before we cleaned up our air pollution, a lot of our aerosols mm-hmm. up there was kind of slowing down the warming effect. So there was a period there between the 40s and 70s. When the warming wasn't happening. But it took off in the 80s, and every decade since the 80s has been hotter than the one before it.
And you say between the 40s and the 70s, it was cooler because of the...
I'm not saying it was cooler. What I'm saying is the warming wasn't happening like it is now because of air pollution. Because you put aerosols in the atmosphere, it kind of messes with the whole climate system. But once we start cleaning up our air pollution, you know, we don't have...
Now we have a CO2 problem.
Now we have a... Uh-oh.
I mean, because we used to still sit off the coast of off California. And we'd be south of L.A., but you could you could see that dirt, that the smog way out into the ocean.
Yeah.
And then over the 20 or 30 years going on, and you can go up there and that smog is, I mean, it's still kind of there, but it's nothing close to what it was
out
there.
We've done an amazing job doing cleaning that up.
It is.
We've done a nice job with ozone as well. Still got a ways to go, but we're doing a lot better with that too.
Okay, so all the CO2. That's gone up there and is warming the planet then.
Yeah.
Impact. I mean, of course, you have, Al Gore's Inconvenient Truth.
Right.
And parts of that movie have been shown that it was some of the facts he found were maybe not all like the polar bears and stuff like that may have been enhanced. You know, the story about the polar bears drowning out there. And it was kind of enhanced on that part. And there's people that talk about it. But the fact is that the contention is that mankind is causing the globe to warm up.
Well, as you know, I'm a psychologist.
Yeah.
And as a psychologist, there is a lot of non-scientific stuff that psychologists do. You know, that because our field is not hard science. You know, you get the DSM-5 now, big, thick book about psychiatric disorders. There's virtually no science that supports all that, okay? It's not like blood pressure and diabetes and, you know,
it's other more things. Of an art than a science.
Well, it's more of like, let's raise our hands. Who believes these should be the symptoms that go with major depressive disorder? Okay, that sounds good. Now let's talk about anxiety. And so you know, but
well, I see what you mean.
Yeah,
it's not a hard science there, but you there's can't go so to many the, things. To
you
it.
Can't go to the doctor and get a blood check and say, you know, how's my depression today? It doesn't work that way, right?
So I don't think so.
No, it doesn't. You know, you can do that with diabetes and thyroid and all the rest. But so I'm a science guy though. So one thing I gravitated toward was ADHD because there's tons of science with ADHD and we have good medicines that treat that. And so back in, 2004 or 2005, when I started getting interested in climate change, I wanted to know what the science is. You know, what's the science? And so if you think about science, Carl, it all comes down to studies and papers. That's all it is. You know, there is no science outside of science journals. You can say whatever you want. Me, I can too. I can have opinions. But unless I can run an experiment or a study and publish it for everybody else to read and then try to tear apart, you know, it isn't science. And so what we know is that, and there have been tons of studies of this now, that virtually 97-98% of all studies, and we're talking, 13,000-15,000 studies since 1990, all say the same thing. Human beings are warming the climate. There is zero scientific evidence that that's not true, right? So it's a total myth to believe there's some kind of debate among the scientists that publish in science journals that there's any question that human beings are warming the planet. There are some so-called scientists that are paid by the Koch brothers and ExxonMobil and Willie Soon, and there's a few of them out there that show up in the media or write an op-ed for Wall Street Journal. But no, when we're talking about science, there's no doubt. Global warming is real. It's a serious problem. The temperature of the planet's rising. The glaciers are melting. The seas are rising. Islands are starting to disappear. Coastal communities. You know, the naval base in Norfolk, it's the largest naval base in the world. It's in danger. It's close to sea level. We're in the next few decades, we got to figure out what we're going to do with the naval base because
of... Does this mean that Venice is going to disappear?
Venice has been disappearing for years.
Well, that's true. It's been for centuries.
I was there when I was a kid, and I've been back twice since then. You know, I hitchhiked over there when I was 19. And, mm-hmm. and certain times of the year, they've got benches in St. Mark's Square you got to walk across because it's already flooded. So,
wow.
So that's a... Also, the city sinking. You know, there's a couple of things.
There's a couple reasons for that. Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay, my guest is Dr. Doug Craig. Climate of Change is his blog, and he's talking about climate change. And I've, you know, one of the things I like to do is find, you know, other arguments that you know they're saying is that humans don't do this. And frankly, it's difficult to do that. I mean, I had to go into a second page on the internet. Because some of them, you know, I get to it, and what they're saying is, you know, the myth of this, and then they talk about, you know, how, oh, these guys are all wrong. So I've actually found something that has pros and cons on it, and, you know, about global warming and this. But there's a lot of other things I want to talk about when we come back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460. It's 8:30 in the morning on the 4th of February. 47 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day, but stand by for this weekend.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 17 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta County. We've been blessed with over 4,000 customers that have chosen us to be their propane supplier. Our motto is, our customers are warm friends. Speaking of warm, summer is gone and fall is here. Now is the time to consider your propane service for this upcoming winter and give us a call at 365-3793. The price difference could be significant between companies, but price should not be the only consideration. Safety is our first priority, so we perform safety checks when we set a new tank. If dealing with a locally owned, family-operated company is important to you, then please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. Give us a call and let us call you one of our warm friends.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSafe. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic. Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Grace Place Tea House is now serving gourmet teas, Pete's Coffee, and delectable treats. All proceeds from Grace Place benefit Compass Shining Care, a local nonprofit committed to extending compassion and hope, enhancing the quality of life for individuals, families, and the overall community. Right in the heart of downtown at 1448 Pine Street. So stop in, enjoy a special drink while you relax and rejuvenate. Grace Place is what we are all about, a place of grace.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Linda's down in Sacramento helping her parents move. She'll be back with us on Friday, I believe. It is 8:33 in the morning today. Our phone lines are 605-4567. Give us a call or in our chat room, KCNR1460.com. 47 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to start raining tomorrow, Friday, and start tapering off Saturday and Sunday. Weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Locally owned and operated, veteran and senior discounts there. Our guest is Dr. Doug Craig. Climate of change. We're talking climate change here, and what's causing that, and you know, how much are humans causing it? During the break, we were talking. I have some things here. One of the things that was said was global warming and cooling are caused by fluctuations in the sun's heat, not by the minor greenhouse effect of human produced gases such as CO2 and methane. Between 1900 and 2000, solar iridescence increased 19%. That increase correlates with the rise in surface temperature.
Okay, well, let's get into this.
Yeah.
The climate of the planet has been changing since there was a climate, since there was a planet, right? So
yes.
It's 4.5 billion years old, if you believe the scientists. I know there's some creationists that think it was created 5,000 years ago, but I'm going to go with the scientists on this one. So if the Earth is 4.5 billion years old, and humans in our present form didn't show up till, let's say, 50,000 years ago, that means, you know, for about 4.5 billion years, there were no people on the planet to affect the climate. So mm-hmm. A changing climate doesn't require human beings. That's actually true. So CO2 was here before we were. So mm-hmm. so CO2 levels have been going up and down, and the sun, you know, has been getting hotter or cooler depending on its own sunspot cycles, and then there's things called Milankovitch cycles, which is a lot to do with the rotation of the Earth and the revolution around the sun.
How close we are to the sun, how far away, all that
stuff.
And
it has cycles that changes, you know, every like 45,000 years. And then there's volcanoes. And so there's a lot of things that can affect climate. What I'm telling you is what the science says is they've exhaustively looked at all that stuff, and we can't find any explanation for global warming except for greenhouse gas emissions. That's it. You know, that's it. You know, that if it weren't for that, you know, if humans weren't here, probably the Earth would be heading toward global cooling right now because, you know, we're in what's called an interglacial, right? So if mm-hmm. you look back over our history, so-called recent history over the last few hundred thousand years, you know, there have been ice ages. And when we have an ice age, you know, when this Earth, North America particularly, was covered with glaciers, that was because the CO2 level of the atmosphere was about 180 parts per million. When it gets up to 280 parts per million, the glaciers retreat to where they are. And now we, human beings, we've put enough CO2 up there that we're now up to 400 parts per million. And that hasn't happened for about 800,000 years, or maybe about 4 million years. So we have created a brand new planet that's never existed in the history of humanity. And it's going to make a big difference for the world that our kids grow up in, our grandkids, and future generations.
So when we fight global warming, and I'm looking at a site, it's called Pro and Cons of Human Causation of Global Warming. And frankly, what you just said, they had in April 2010, it was 389 parts per million. And you
right.
said now it's up to 400.
Yeah, it goes up about two parts per year.
Yeah, so I mean, but that's it's what they're saying here. And it's the highest it's been ever.
Right. Yeah.
Or 650,000 years, they think. How do you tell from something 650,000 years ago? Or that's a completely different subject, though.
Well, it's about ice cores, though. It's incredible.
Oh,
that's a great
right.
story, man.
Yeah.
These scientists are brilliant people. You know, they really are.
The idea that people are, or that mankind is causing this, you've got the United States, which is trying to get their arms around it. Would you say?
Yes. I would just say yes to that. Trying to get their arms around it. I'll say yes to that.
The fact is that in California, we've got this new cap and trade for fossil fuels, and with that, you know, California's kind of taking a lead in the greenhouse, that a third of all of our energy has to come from renewable assets by I think 2020, but the United States doing all this at the same time, you've got these other nations, these other like China and Russia and India and others that are turning on, like China's turning on a a coal plant every week, you know, to keep their industry going. And they, when President Obama met with the leader of China, and said, you know, they said, well, you know what, we'll take a look at it. I think what'd they say in like 20 years about slowing that down. If we cut ours way back, which is going to have probably an, you know, it's going to have an impact in our lives, and these other countries don't, can we ever slow down the global warming, the climate change?
Well, you know, I look at it this way, that if I drive a car anywhere on the planet, it goes up into the same so-called sewer in the sky, right? So we're all using the same sewer, and because of air patterns and the way the atmosphere is designed, it doesn't really matter. A CO2 molecule anywhere goes up there. So no, we all have to do our part. It doesn't work if just one person does or one nation does. That's absolutely right. But I don't think it's fair to say the United States is ahead of the pack.
You know,
Germany is way ahead.
Okay.
Germany gets 37% of its energy from solar. And if you look at the map, Germany is not in the tropics. You know, they've been insane with requiring, you know, new construction with solar. And you know, it's predicted that easily, you know, by 2020, they'll be getting over half of their
really?
Power from solar. Oh, my God, yeah.
The Germans.
They're incredible.
Having been through there, I'm surprised that they can get that much out of solar. Doug, what about then if we're looking at alternative methods? The French are getting, I think it's the French, are getting something like 96% of their power from nuclear plants.
Right.
Problems with that?
Well, that's a whole other story. I'm not really have that much expertise about nuclear. I think there are problems with it. It is not a global warming problem. On the other hand, I know that one thing that I've been concerned about is there was a time recently, because of global warming, that a nuclear plant had to close down because the water
was rising.
No. Oh. The water that they need to cool things down.
Right.
Well, with global warming, things heat up, and the water that they were drawing from, it must be a river or something that they were drawing from.
Yeah.
The water was too warm; they couldn't cool down their plant, and they had to shut their plant down.
Wow.
So you know,
because of water in the river. Well, I can understand that. Yeah, you know, because it's got to reach a certain spot.
I mean, with global warming, everything's getting warmer, including the water. So as far as nuclear, you know, I some people think nuclear is green. I think that's debatable, you know, because we haven't quite figured out what to do with a lot of the waste that sits around for centuries. And one of the shows I had here when I had my wake-up call show was a gentleman from Shasta College that used to work with a nuclear plant up in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And you could have him on, and he could tell you all the horror stories about the nuclear waste that's leaking into the water supply up there, even now as we speak. So I'm not sure nuclear is the answer.
Well, and we'll move on from this, but the French have found a way to recycle like 98% of it. Now, that still leaves 2%. And because we've had other guys on that work in the nuclear plants too. And as far as the safety part of it, is I'm convinced about that. But you're right about the where are we going to store what we have. Okay, so that the Germans are well ahead of us. What about other industrialized countries? What are they doing?
Well, India. You mentioned India. The new prime minister, I forget his name. There are parts of India where their people have no power. Right. You know, there's still a significant numbers of people that are in deep poverty across the planet and are not really participating in the economy in any way. And he's committed to, I don't know if it's 4 million people or whatever, but it's a huge bunch of his citizenry that he plans to get solar going for all of them. And the whole country, the whole nation, the whole world, sorry, the whole world is moving in this green energy revolution. And the big concern now is, when is there going to be a collapse of the petroleum fuel industry, just as the way we had the subprime mortgage collapse, that as we disinvest from fossil fuels and start moving toward clean energy, at some point that the old power structure is going to collapse. And so that there is talk of that issue as well.
Well, I heard that is, and I've read, of course, you know, it's a finite resource. You know, we're finding new ways of getting oil out. However, though, that it, they're saying it could be 30 years from now when something like that happens. But right now, our economy and everything we've got is kind of like tied to the fossil fuels.
Yes, this is, it is.
And so we've got, you know, so divesting ourselves of that right away.
Not right away, no, but
this has got to, but we've got to have plans.
It's
on
got
it.
To happen, though.
Yeah.
A study just came out though, and said that you know, a good 80% of the coal that we have in this country must stay in the ground. You know, what we're talking about is, can we maintain a livable planet for our kids?
Right? Okay.
So
let's take a break on that one. That's a good one. I'm here with Dr. Doug Craig, and we're talking about climate. Change climate warming. There's the science on this. There's, and frankly, it's hard to find other articles. I mean, I found one that gives both sides, which I think is pretty cool here for the novice when we're talking climate change. The bottom line, though, is the warmest. Are we warming up because of humans? Are we warming up because it's just the way, you know, nature is, or is human? Or did the human population on the Earth, does it have an impact? We'll be right back after these messages.
It's time once again to celebrate the North State's logging and construction heritage this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson with indoor and outdoor entertainment for the whole family and free admission for all. Hosted by the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference and sponsored in part by Northern Lights Energy, Muse Trucking, and Reading Bank of Commerce. This event showcases the skills and equipment that make for good forest management and quality construction. Enjoy entertainment for the whole family with backhoe rodeo, lumberjack competition, displays, truck driving, and log loading skills competition, equipment displays, exhibits, and demonstrations. This is a great opportunity to teach our children about the responsible practices of this successful industry with 3 full days of information, and it's all free to the public. For reservation at Host Hotel Wind River Resort and Casino, call 1-800-280-UWIN. The 2015 Forest Products and Construction Equipment Expo at the Fairgrounds at Anderson. Sponsors include Sierra Pacific Industries, Tri-Counties Bank, WM Beatty & Associates, Eddie Axner Construction, Shasta College, and Warner Enterprises.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Prepare for the coming summer with our winter special now through March at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue and save 50% on all sunglass frames. At Sight for Sore Eyes, we provide competitive prices and the personal service you can only get from a locally owned eye care professional. Right now, with your purchase of a complete pair of eyeglasses, we'll subtract $100, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. This is a standalone offer not valid with any other offers, discounts, coupons, or insurance programs. Some restrictions apply. Please see our store for complete details. Sight for Sore Eyes has same-day service, precision-crafted lenses, and a large selection of stylish designer frames. Or if your budget is tight, we also have a large selection of budget-friendly frames. Fast, friendly service, reasonably priced eyewear, and veterans discounts are our specialty at Sight for Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue next to Leslie's Pools. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, and we do your insurance paperwork. Sight for Sore Eyes. Call for an appointment today.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive is your place for great coffee and more, espresso gels. You can get it all there at Tobacco and Brew. All any type of coffee, any type of brew that you're looking for, and wine. It walks next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. All of this at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great people down there. Discounts always for veterans. My guest is a Dr. Doug Craig, and we're talking climate change. You know, one of the things that that people always point out is, hey, this is what's going to happen 50 years from now and 100 years from now. But due to and one of the things here is the unpredictability of climate systems and also the modeling systems. I mean, we can't tell, as we just proved a few weeks ago, if you remember back on the East Coast, and they're saying it's going to be the worst, you know, worst snowstorm that ever hit New York. It was going to be, you know, and it bypassed New York, and, you know, and it wasn't that at all. If we can't predict that, how can we predict something 50 to 100 years from now?
That is a really great question. So think of it this way. When I lived back in Ohio before I moved to Reading, you know, and I came and interviewed here and discovered that how hellish Reading can be in the summer. I had no idea that Northern California got that hot. But once you know that, I don't have to have a crystal ball to tell you that the summer of 2025 will be hot. I can say that, and I can kind of tell you, you know, based on, you know, past experience here, you know, that, hey, there probably will be several days above 100 degrees, right? So yeah. So when you talk about climate, you're talking about averages. You're not talking about specifics. I can't say on Thursday 2 years from now, you know, April 13th. Yeah. I have no clue.
Right.
So, but that's what climate scientists do. They're looking at averages. And what they do with these models is they run them forward, but they also run them backward. So they want to see, well, how good do these models run? Because we know what the past was like. So if we run them backward and they predict the past, you think, okay, I got something going here. This mm-hmm. model works. When I send it back into the past, it actually accurately predicts what actually happened. So it gives us confidence about the future. So it's not perfect or precise, but what they have found actually going back in the 80s when James Hansen was at NASA, you know, he was confidently predicting, you know, this year is going to be the hottest ever. And everybody go, how do you know that? And he was right. He consistently predicted things like that with pretty basic models back then, and we have much more sophisticated models. But even if you say, I don't know if the models are right, you can look at the trends, though. Every creature on Earth, every plant and animal species is moving toward the poles. There's a mass migration. Every plant and animal species is moving toward the poles or moving up mountainsides to adapt to the warming climate. That isn't models. That is, you know, decade by decade.
Really?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Little
yeah.
squirrels and all those things.
Everything.
I think I read something like that,
everything.
That they're moving,
butterflies,
that they're finding them.
Armadillos, you know, jellyfish.
They're heading north?
Well, they're adapting to the changing climate.
Okay.
So, you know, you just got to think what if the creatures are adapted to a certain climate and they can tell it's changing, well, they're going to go move up the mountainside. And when they can only get so far, then they go extinct. You know, so we have a lot of – we're in the sixth great extinction. There's more plant and animals going extinct right now than have for, you know, what, 50 million years, right? So since the last extinction event. But to us, it's not a big deal because we're not noticing.
We're in air conditioned. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, when the golden toad goes extinct in South America, I don't think too many of us notice that, right? So there's a lot of things that are just disappearing. And
well, this is on a different subject too, because things that die out are just like, that's evolution, right? I mean, it's like,
well,
as things change, I mean, because we've had, you know, millions of species disappear.
Yeah. Well, 99% of all species ever on the planet, you know, are extinct. So mm-hmm. that's again, after 4.5 billion years, what I'm saying is there have been five extinction events, great extinction events on mm-hmm. the planet. The sixth one is caused by humans.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, you mentioned the jellyfish and all that. One
right.
of the things talking about this is changes in ocean currents. Some scientists are saying are primarily responsible for the melting of the Greenland ice sheet and the Arctic sea ice and Arctic permafrost. Because ocean currents have changed and it gets warmer, taking up water out of the out of the Gulf Stream.
The biosphere is incredibly complex, mm-hmm. and what I'm a psychologist. I'm not a scientist,
right.
but I obsessively study the science.
Right.
And again, as I said earlier, there's no doubt that CO2 is heating up the atmosphere, but 93% of it goes into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
The ocean is hotter than it's ever been. So Superstorm Sandy happened in part because the waters there off the East Coast were a good 12 degrees warmer than normal. So all the storms are supercharged with the heated up ocean. So yes, the ocean currents could be changing, could be affecting mm-hmm. things. But for anyone, the fact that you and I are still talking about what's the cause is the problem, that we've known for 20 years what the cause is, but here we are in 2015 still talking, what's the cause? Is it humans? And my point is that is the whole point. That is what the Koch brothers want. That's what ExxonMobil wants. That's the whole plan. It's called lobbying for lethargy. Keep us kind of like talking. And what's the cause? So we never get around to doing anything about it until it's too late. And it could be too late. We don't know that.
Well, I'm going to talk about that in a second. Let's go to the phones. Howard, good morning. Do you have a question for Dr. Craig?
Yes.
You're on.
I was wondering what your take is, or do you have any opinion at all on this business of geoengineering where millions of tons of toxic metals and chemical aerosols are being sprayed by these planes, because over Reading we get sometimes 12, 13 of these aircraft things spraying these extremely high levels of metals in the air to supposedly slow global warming. But we're breathing this stuff once it falls out of the sky into our soils, into the trees, into the plants, into our bodies. So I was just curious if you're even aware of it or you have any opinion on it. Thank you. I'll take my answer on the air.
Thanks, Howard.
Of course I'm aware of
chemtrails.
Chemtrails or geoengineering. And there's no doubt that going back into the 90s, even into the 60s, they were talking about controlling climate. Weather modification, even in Vietnam, there were things the U.S. government did to try to control the climate over there. And so it's not out of the question that there have been efforts made to control climate. What I have to always go back to is what I've been saying since I've been on the show today is I kind of stick to the science. And if there are some published science that what you say is actually happening in the way that you say it's happening, I'm not saying it isn't happening. I've had lots of conversations with friends about this issue. But my concern is when we say it is happening and then we should do certain things about it, I just feel like we have to have a common conversation about it. And I find that it's hard enough, like, Carl and I have been in talking about whether humans cause climate change, and that was settled, 20 years ago, but we're still talking about it. So what's the likelihood we can agree that there are planes up there, dumping toxic substances in the atmosphere when there isn't a lot of science that says that we're doing it? I'm not saying we're not doing it, but there's not. We're never going to agree with on that one.
Let's leave that one because I have a real problem with that one. Not because of the fact is the government doing things, but it's because I'm just an old Marine that knows about logistics. Okay, we've only got a couple minutes left, Doug.
Sure.
What are we going to see in the future as far as slowing the global warming? What kind of things? We're trying to get our arm around using more solar, wind.
Well, let me boil it down for you. The biggest issue is, and I'll give you a quick example. My wife was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2007, and my wife and I didn't debate. Is breast cancer real? No, we didn't think that way. We didn't, start going to find a doctor that would tell her that she didn't have breast cancer. We dealt with the problem. our problem, your problem, Carl, my problem, everybody's problem is that we have not agreed. We have a problem, right? We're still debating that.
A lot of people are.
Yeah. And so how can we even solve a problem that a whole bunch of money is still being spent to confuse us on it? So my hope is that conservatives and liberals, Democrats, you know, Republicans, all human beings realize this is not a political issue. This is a science issue. And if we can finally get a handle on that truth, I think we can solve this problem. It's easy to solve.
All right.
That's it. I wish we had more time.
Well, you know what? Okay. We're going to do this again.
Okay.
You know,
great.
And because
good to be here, Carl.
I actually, I found this. It's really a good website, you know, those questions I was asking. Because it's got both sides on it like that. Hey, tomorrow, Clark and Clark are going to be here. Trish Clark and Sharon Clark. And they've got Chris Schwaga as their guest. Chris is the one that just ranted on about how her property was burnt down because of an illegal camp down on the river that just burnt down her trees and burnt down all this. And she's coming back to give a kind of a catch up of what's happened since then. Friday, Doug LaMoffa will be our guest. And again, thanks a lot to Doug for being here today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama's defense secretary nominee tells the Senate Armed Services Committee that taking back territory from ISIS in Iraq and Syria and doing it quickly is job one.
You don't want them to settle in, and you don't want the population to settle in to having ISIL rule them in their barbaric way.
SRN's Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill.
Senator John McCain opened the confirmation hearing for defense secretary nominee Ashton Carter on a solemn note.
On behalf of all members of the committee, we'd like to extend our deepest condolences to the family of the brave Jordanian pilot brutally murdered at the hands of ISIL.
And Senator McCain said America has no greater ally in the fight against terrorism than Jordan.
This committee's immediate concern is to ensure Jordan has all the equipment and resources necessary to continue taking the fight directly to ISIL.
A recently released graphic video shows how ISIS burned alive a Jordanian pilot captured weeks ago. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Capitol Hill.